It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Morning. We're going to win. You know, the doom and gloom that we see swirling all around about us. If you're anything like me, you get up early in the morning and you kick on your computer, you kick on your cell phone. So what happened overnight? And I don't know about you. I've never seen. There's a devil loose. I've never seen. The darkness that's swirling around about us, you know, the shutdowns, the putting them back on, or the masks, all that. Listen, I want to encourage you this morning. We're going to win. I want you to stay close with us. John Diamond's going to come up here in a few minutes. I'm going to do a little bit of an encouraging opening for you. Because I'm encouraged today. Mike, get 1 Corinthians 15 up for me. 1 Corinthians 15. I'm encouraged today. And I want to encourage you. And if I've done anything at all over the last, I don't know, couple weeks, you know, it's been over 2 weeks since the election already. It's been over 2 weeks. And if I've done anything at all to discourage you, I want you to know that I'm not in any way, shape, or form discouraged. I'm realistic, not discouraged. I'm not some pie in the sky guy. We're going to win this thing, but it's going to be a slog. I'm just telling you, it's going to be a slog. And I want to encourage you this morning with a couple things that the Lord has laid on my heart. Like I said, I hate it when that's saying, but I don't know who else. Somebody laid it on my heart, and I just want to be able to share it all with you today. I got 1 Corinthians 15, and I want to start in verse 15. This is good. The Lord gave me this as I was coming down the steps today to my multi-million-dollar studio. Yay, and we are found false witnesses of God because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised up not, if so be that he dead rise not. So this is a continuation of a thought that Paul was making. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised? And if Christ be not raised, your faith is in vain. Ye are yet in your sins. The reality of if the gospel is not true, we're all screwed. Right? If the gospel is not true, we just came out of pond scum and Darwin was right, right? Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ, they're perished. They're gone. They're all gone. And if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. Wow. Huh? If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that sleep. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward that they are Christ in his coming. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the power when he shall have put down all rule and authority and power. For he must reign, Randy, till he hath put all enemies under his feet. Folks, we ain't going to lose. I'm sorry. We ain't going to lose. The last enemy will be destroyed, will be death. For he hath put all things under his feet. But when he says all things are under him, it is manifest that he's accepted, which did put all things under him. When all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him to put all things under him, that God may be all in all. Else, what shall they do which are baptized for the dead, if the dead rise not at all? Why are they then baptized for the dead? And why stand we in jeopardy every hour? So if we have hope, I could go on. If we have hope in this world only, we are of all men most miserable, and I ain't one of them. I'm not one of them. I'm not a miserable guy. I'm a realistic guy. And I want to encourage you to a couple different things today before I bring John Diamond in. We're going to win. Hey, everybody say that. You don't have to turn your microphone on, but say that and get that in your spirit. We're going to win. Folks, we're going to, no, we're not going to win in the end. We're going to win. We're going to win now. We're going to win in this present time in which we live. We're going to win over this demonic attack. We're going to win.
Amen.
We're going to win, folks. We're going to win.
Yep.
And we cannot be, what's the word say? Blown about with every wind and doctrine. The latest news story that comes down, we cannot be shaken off of what we believe. We cannot.
Absolutely.
Are you with me, folks? And that's what happens, right? That's what happens. The enemy comes, he blows another story at you, we're going to win, man. We're going to win.
Yes.
I want to share something really personal with you today. And Mike or Jared, I don't know how we post this, but I'd like you to post it. Click on the first thing I sent you there. It says Mama Merrick, whatever that is. This kind of set me back this morning. Because I wasn't expecting this at all. I went to my Facebook page, and our daughter Maggie had posted this. Jared, put this under, put it on our website under like my writings or whatever. I'm not going to read this all. I can't read it to you. I can't. And it's click on my story. By the way, that's a picture of Maggie. Go back there, Jared, if you would. That's a picture from our recent vacation down in Myrtle Beach. That's Maggie standing there to the left, and then her little bambinos. And Maggie just lost a baby. She just lost one at almost 16 weeks. And click on my story. And it's her story. And it's really heart-wrenching. So I want Jared post. I can't read it. So, Jared, maybe you can post that or even put it in the links where people are going to be able to read her testimony of what she just went through with a non-living baby living inside of her for a month. The whole idea when the miscarriage happened and everything she went through, and let it encourage you and let it encourage others. And we believe that Scripture says all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and called according to his purpose. I continue to be amazed. That's not the right word. Alerted, become aware of the suffering of women who've had abortions. And when I read this from Maggie, that's what I have. And when you read this, you'll read her grief. And you'll be able to relate to her grief. And I just thank God that her, the death of her son, their little boy, was natural. Does that sound right? That she doesn't have to go to bed at night and lay down in bed at night and think about what she had done purposely, killing that baby. And so I posted it on my Facebook page, and we'll post it in the chat. We'll post it whatever. I think it shook me this morning, got me a little bit behind on my show prep and all that kind of stuff. So Mike, Jared, or somebody figure out how to do it. We'll put it in so you all can read it later. And then I got an email from Craig Mickle yesterday. And I don't know if Craig's in here. You know, he was going to go to his Bible study last night, and he sent me an email, and it was really true. He said, you know, people, we get so discouraged. We get so discouraged. And this is, I want to play a little segment, Mike. This starts at about the 7 minute mark is where I find this. This is out in front of the Georgia Guidestones. That seems like a year ago, doesn't it? Life's moving so fast. It seemed like a year ago we were down there. And this was just a little, this was just a little word of encouragement that I gave at the conclusion of it, that I, Craig said he thought was appropriate, and I think it is too. So if you bear with us here, just a couple minutes of the of what I say here at the end. I want you, what we had done here, this is, remember, this was the anniversary, the 400th anniversary of the Mayflower Compact being signed. And so we had everyone step forward and take the microphone and give a verbal signature to what we had just proclaimed there. And then I kind of grabbed the microphone at the end of it. And let's just listen to a couple minutes of this. Go ahead, Mike.
Ezekiel, those who moan and groan over the condition that we're in. You're here. You've been marked. And the Bible tells us that to obey is better than to sacrifice. If I went around here and asked all of you what it cost you, you'd all have something. You'd have something it cost you. Lord said, don't bring me anything that didn't cost you something. If it didn't cost you something, don't even come.
Amen.
So I honor all of you that you're here, but you ought to be humbled that the Lord would trust you to come here and represent us. I'm going to tell a real quick story, and then we're going to sing a song and pray again. We'll break down. I was a sports fiend, and I loved Muhammad Ali. And you guys remember 1975 Madison Square Garden when he took on Smoking Joe Frazier. Anybody remember that? He'd been out of boxing because he evaded the draft, and they took away his right to be able to fight, and he fought his way back, and he finally gets in Madison Square Garden to get Smoking Joe Frazier. What happened? Went 15 rounds, and in the 14th round, Joe Frazier got a left hook on him, knocked Muhammad on his butt, and Joe Frazier won the decision over Muhammad Ali. But one of the things that we never heard about that story is that Muhammad Ali had his jaw broken in the first round. He fought the next 14 rounds with a broken jaw. And don't ever underestimate the fact that you delivered today a deadening blow in the first round.
Yeah.
It may not show up till the 15th.
Come on.
But the battle was won. Today's when the battle was won.
Yeah.
We'll see the results of it. We'll see the results of it down the road, right?
Yeah.
Look down at things that can be seen.
That's right.
Because things that can be seen are temporary, subject to change. We look at things that cannot be seen, because those things are eternal, right? Man, you've done a great thing. You've done a great thing. You've done a great thing by being here. We've done a great thing. It was supposed to be pouring down rain. The Lord smiled on us.
Yeah.
We've got the emblem of Christ high above this wicked thing, whatever the thing that would be. It's high above it. And just honored y'all be here. Pastor Clint, I'll let you close in prayer or say whatever you want to
say.
Okay,
Mike.
And then Dale's gonna get playing some music.
Don't ever forget this, friends, that there is a law of sowing and reaping. And any of you who plant a garden, or here in Ohio, it's becoming fall. The leaves are falling down, all the harvest is over, all the corn's being picked out in the cornfields. You have to remember this, that the corn we're picking today, November, 19th, the corn that's being gleaned in the field today was planted in April. You just didn't put the seed in the ground and go and pick it the next day. It takes time. And I think back to when we went to Chappaqua, New York, and Randy went over and laid his hands on those gates and opens that porthole. He stuck a seed in the ground. It's not immediate, folks. It's not McDonald's. It's not a drive-through world that we're living in. But obedience, Jesus said, is better than to sacrifice. And when he takes that seed that you plant, there is a growing period that's associated with it. In fact, the two shortest seasons of the whole growing thing is the planting and the harvesting. Those are the two quickest parts. It's that period in between. when that fruit gets the opportunity to develop. Maggie's little baby Archie, that seed was planted and it came to life. And it was going to take 9 months for that little thing to be able to be ready to come out. And so I want to encourage you today that God's not going to desert us. He said he'd be with us always, even to the end of the age. And it's easy for us to see. Paul said to look not at things that can be seen. Because the things that you can see are temporary. And temporary means subject to change. Now, listen, it didn't say don't see them. It didn't say don't see things. It says look not at things. Don't focus on things that you can see with your natural eye, because those things are subject to change. And unfortunately, most of us spend so much of our time focusing on what we can see. Beautiful sunset last night here. I should have been up at sky high to watch a beautiful sunset. Do you know what? It was over in about 5 minutes. And now I got to wait 24 hours and hope there'll be another one today. Another one. That law of sowing and reaping, right? Planting, growth, and harvest. And I want you to know that this battle we're in right now, this thing that we have going on around us, folks, look not at what you can see. Quit going to the internet. Quit sending me emails. Quit sending me text messages saying, oh, coach, have you seen this? We're going to lose. Oh, coach. Stop doing that. Look not at things you can be seen. Because why? Hey, Randy, there's something going on that we can't even see. There's a growing going on that we don't even understand. And we have to give that a little bit of time to germinate, to be watered, and to grow. One man plants, another man waters, and it's God that gives the increase. I'm here to tell you, we're going over, not under. It's just the reality. No matter how bad it looks, we're going over and not under. One more thing, and I'm going to bring John Diamond in. Click on that says Trump's order, Mike. Is that what I want you to see? No. Trump's the standalone email. Up on the screen. Up on the screen. I got this today, friends. And Larry had texted something about this the other day. Hang on, John. I'll be right with you. I got this today. And I don't understand the depth of it, but I think it's becoming, folks, you know that our voting process was done overseas. You do know that, right? That our votes here in the United States of America, somehow technologically, wirelessly, however it's done, were sent overseas to be counted. Anybody see any problem with that? But
Hey, coach.
Yeah, Paul.
That's not unusual. I mean, we do that with all our jobs now overseas.
So, that's true. You know? Yeah. Hopefully the Chinese counted our votes. Huh? That'd be really, really good, right?
Have them. India. You know?
Yeah. We can't count here in America. We got to send them overseas to do it, right? We don't have machines here that'll do it. But I want to read this because I want to encourage you this morning. President Donald J. Trump signed an executive order on September 12th, 2018 that is going to go down in history as the number one sting operation of all time. Hey, listen, I'm like you. I'm so sick of Q and everybody's this guy saying this. I'm so sick of all this. But this can be verified, okay? The link below contains the executive order. I'll show you here in a second. The military-industrial media congressional complex. Get that. Military-industrial media congressional. They're all working together. The deep state. They all took the bait and walked directly into the trap set by President Trump that will ensnare the guilty individuals, groups, and many other entities, including foreign governments that have caused harm to we, the people of the United States, making fortunes off the backs of the American taxpayers in the process. These people are finally going to pay, because here's the points that were in the executive order signed 2 years ago, September 12th, 2018. If some of the key points in the executive order affects everyone that's complicit in election fraud. B, punishable by life in prison or worse. C, authorizes the U.S. government to seize all assets, money, property of anybody involved in the operation. Can you say Facebook? Can you say Twitter? Can you say whatever? Can you say, huh? Can you? We, the people that support President Trump and his family and friends, are all fighting against the rest of the world. Well, we understand that we're fighting against darkness, don't we, folks? That's what the fight is. But we have God on our side, and he's undefeated. Nearly everyone on the other side, non-believers in Jesus, are involved in this attempted heist to steal our government and the way of life from us. Why? Because the kings of this earth conspired against the Lord and his anointed. Don't miss that, right? They're all going down. How do we know this? Because it's in the law, and you can read it above, below. Truth is going to expose corruption at CBS, NBC, ABC, Fox, CNN, MSNBC, New York Times, Washington Post, yada, yada, yada. All enemies of the state, like George Soros, Bill Gates, Obama, Clinton Foundation, Pelosi, Schumer, AOC, all the deep state operatives and more. The far-reaching effects of this executive order are mind-blowing and laid out for you in a link below. Now, I want to say this real quick. Go ahead and click on that, Mike. Again, folks, here's what we have to pray for. We have to pray for the enforcement arm. Who's going to enforce it? That's why I believe that Donald Trump has been purging the military over the last couple of weeks, because I believe it's going to be a military operation that's going to clamp down on it. So here's the I'm not going to take time to read it. Here's the executive order. Just stay at the top. What's it? Executive order on imposing certain sanctions in the event of foreign interference in a United States election. Trump was ahead of him, folks. He was ahead of him.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
Just for accuracy's sake, what you're looking at right now is not the executive order itself. It is the White House statement about the executive
okay.
order.
Thank you.
You can go look at the executive okay. order in the files.
Oh, thank you, Larry. I'm just trying to show you, folks, this is real. Okay, this is real. Now, whether or not they follow through on it is something else. But if we find the complicity of the ABC and see all those, their complicity in the knowing the foreign interference, they were complicit with it. I'm gonna give you some hope today. John, I went longer than I meant to go. So John Diamond, Dr. John Diamond, come on in, brother.
Hey, brother. No, good. I tell you what, there's like four or five different ways we could take a show like this. So,
yep. Amen.
I mean, looking at a lot of the stuff you're saying, you know, when I wrote my first book there back in 2003, it was so big that the publisher that you gave me told me I had to break it up into different books. So I made the first one, Fighting the Next American Revolution. And the second one is called, or will be called, Fighting the Next American Civil War. Because
okay, John, let me stop you here a second before you get into it too far. Here in Ohio, John, we have an executive order from our governor. Lockdown. Folks, there's no other way to call it than a lockdown from 10 p.m. till 5 a.m. In other words, you're not allowed to be out at night in Ohio per some type of order from the governor. John, does he have the authority to do that?
No, absolutely not. And we need to control the narrative. These are unconstitutional house arrests. And that's what they need to be called. Not a lockdown, not a quarantine. You can't let them control the narrative. This is flat out house arrest. All right. Quarantines are for the sick. You have no authority whatsoever. Even just from the three branches of government, executive, legislative, judicial, only the legislative branch has the power to pass laws. Every one of these governors are passing these mandates that they have absolutely no authority to do. But because we're so constitutionally ignorant and we don't understand how our government works, we just think, well, the governor said we can't do it. The governor doesn't have any authority to do any of this. It has to come from your legislature. That's why they're not enforcing it. Bradley Dean had a guy on from Ohio yesterday on his show, a police officer. And he says, yeah, we're not enforcing any of this because they can't.
In fact, John, our sheriff here in Licking County, where I live in Ohio, John Randy Thorpe, when I went to high school with Randy. Randy issued a statement that they will not be enforcing the government's edicts, that they are going to enforce constitutional rights, folks. So this is all part of this great deception, right? That government is God. Government's the ultimate authority in every area that we see. And let me ask this question. Where's COVID been the last couple of weeks? Where has it been? And then all of a sudden, boom, here it comes again. Why? Because they do not want us to assemble together, because we might come up with a game plan. Go ahead, John. Larry wants to say something. Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, Coach. I just want to interject just a little bit of logic into the conversation here. You know, some states, may have in their state constitution the authority for a governor should a certain particular condition be declared an emergency or something like that. Some states may allow such governors to issue edicts and executive orders and things, and that would be lawful. I mean, it might not, it's not right, but it would be lawful if those states' constitutions and or legislature authorized and passed legislation that the government had that authority. And until you research each state's laws and each state's constitutions, you cannot categorically say that governors cannot make such edicts.
No, but also the worst thing, folks, and John, I'm sorry, I did step all over you. So listen, folks, the inconsistency with who can go out and who can't go out, who can stay open and who can't stay open. I mean, it's almost childish what we're seeing being done. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, we also have to understand that the courts have already ruled. All right. The federal courts, even many of the state Supreme Courts, have already ruled. Michigan, Wisconsin, Ohio, Pennsylvania, California. The courts have already came down and said the governors have far overstepped their authority. So you've got sheriffs that were not enforcing it. You got the courts who would not enforce it, even if they tried to arrest you. That's what I said here in Pennsylvania when they did the initial lockdown. We had a lady here that was a baker, and she defied it, and they put a bunch of pressure on her, and she finally caved in. But I said, if I had a business here, I would stay open. And they said, well, the governor ordered. I said, the governor doesn't have the authority to order me to do anything. And they said, well, you'll be fined so many dollars a day. The governor does not have any authority to fine anybody. And the reason they're not pushing any of this is because they know none of it will stand up in a court of law. All it is a paper tiger. That's all it is. It's intimidation. They know it won't stand up. They know it won't hold water. They're basically just trying to coerce you into following these unlawful edicts. These governors need arrested and thrown in jail. They need to be impeached. They need to be impeached first and foremost and removed from office. And then they need to be arrested according to Article 18, Title Code. I think it's 241 or 242. I think it's 242. For violation of our constitutional rights. Even Attorney General Barr said these, I got two articles. One said, he says these lockdown orders are dangerously close to house arrest. And then he came out and also said that the Constitution is not suspended even under a pandemic. So they're saying that they can suspend your rights. They can suspend the Constitution. They can do whatever they want under a pandemic. They absolutely cannot. All right. Well, the United States Constitution.
I'm a wordsmith. I hear things. Folks, listen, we say this all the time. I'm not being critical, John. They are not constitutional rights, folks. The Constitution limits government. It does not grant rights. Your rights and my rights are God-given rights. They're God-given rights. They are not constitutional rights. And they get us into that mindset where we think, well, the Constitution says we can. No. The Constitution says government can't. That's what the Constitution says. So I want to make sure that even though when we use that term constitutional right, we understand exactly what it is. It's limitations on the government. It does not grant you the right to carry a gun. Congress shall make no law regarding the establishment of a religion. It's a restriction on government. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Illegal searches and seizures are limits on the government. Y'all with me on that? I don't want to beat that dead horse, but we have got to change that mindset, folks. Those courts, you can't go to that court and have some court judge think he's given you rights that God gave you. And we just got the wrong mindset. Go ahead, Trent.
That last minute right there. You need to add that to your intro every day because we need to hear that every single day.
We do, man. We do. Anybody else? Come on in, or John?
John. I mean, I cover that very clearly in the Appeal to Heaven book, and that's one of the biggest debates I have, even among Christians, is that our rights are God-given. They're constitutionally protected. So, and I do this in one of the teachings. I put a circle and I write God-given rights in the middle of it. And then I write another circle like a fence around that. and it says constitutionally protected. So our rights are God-given. They're constitutionally protected. Everything in that circle is called your civil rights. So when Martin Luther King wrote his letter to the Birmingham jail, he didn't appeal to his civil rights. He said, we've been waiting 300 years for our God-given and constitutionally protected rights. It was still called a civil rights movement. But no, I agree with you making that clarification very, very clear. We need to understand they're God-given, they're constitutionally protected. And that's what forms our civil rights.
Hey Mike, real quickly, go to our buddy Webster and look up quarantine. Go ahead, Roger.
Well, I was going to say, John, I think we put too much emphasis on what the government is doing. The problem is not always the government. Corporate America is standing with the government. If Sam's Club said to the government, we're not following your rules and regulations on the masking, our doors are open, please come in without a mask. So the whole thing is intertwined there. We can be upset with government and mad and so forth, but where it's failing is the free enterprise system is caving into the government positions.
Roger, Amazon made like something unbelievable. I can't even come up with a number of money that Amazon made in the last 9 months as small businesses went broke. Go ahead, Chad.
We can acknowledge that government is overstepping its boundaries, but nothing's going to happen till the private sector says enough. These people can come in and shop without any mask on.
Right.
Well, the issue is really what's happening is the government is picking winners and losers.
That's right.
That's what's happening. Okay. And then also the press has continued. They're trying to move people again with emotions. And so, that's why I say emotions will betray us. If you're moved, if you're just a headline reader, you're going to get moved with emotions. If you'll read generally down the bottom of that article, that'll give you the meat behind that.
Here,
whatever that topic is, and I found at least at the time the article is not even accurate after they articulate it.
I want to follow up on Roger's comment there about corporate America. Most of corporate America are degreed people, so they're already massively indoctrinated, and so they're not going to do anything except fall in line like your government. Quote, unofficials, and the private people, the private sector people are usually tradespeople or undegreed people, so you have a clear split between both the classes there. So that's my thoughts on that.
Yeah. Here locally in Horry County, South Carolina, the county has suspended. It did not renew its mask mandate and closure procedures like 50% occupancy in restaurants and stuff like that. It didn't, it just didn't renew them. So those restrictions no longer apply per government edict in Horry County. However, a lot of your private establishments, a lot of your restaurants, some of your stores like Dollar General and some others, they have maintained and kept the policy. They, on our premises, you will wear a mask. In our restaurant, you will social distance, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it's no longer a government requirement here.
But the
businesses have just decided on their own that they're going to restrict. And all they're doing is they're cutting their own business. They're cutting their profit.
Larry, that's precisely the issue. It ultimately will flow back to us, the individuals, because the corporate elite that run the CEOs that they bought in, but you and I don't have to buy in. And ultimately, it is the dollar that would dictate, short of a dictatorship or a military rule, it would be the dollar that would dictate the direction things would go. Unfortunately, our society is saying, I'm going to go along with this.
That's right. Well, Roger, I just looked right here. Amazon's third quarter profits were up 37%, $96.5 billion Amazon made. And meanwhile, mom and pop stores are being closed down because people are forced to wear a mask. So there's something far more nefarious going on here, too, than what we realize. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, it's the international bankers. Most of these companies have stock, and the stock is owned by international bankers. And what they're doing is basically the so that they can keep real rich people and communists.
Yep,
that's basically what's going on.
That's right. That's right. Chad?
And that's why you're doing that.
Go ahead, Chad.
Talking about that Amazon stock, you know, I understand that Pelosi's husband bought several hundreds or thousands of shares of that prior to this pandemic getting on. See, this is all insider trading, and the government's picking winners and losers.
It's a set of rules for them and then a set of rules for everybody else, right? It all comes back to that unequal justice that we keep saying over and over and over. Real quickly, because I got it on the screen, quarantine, then I'm coming back to you, John. A quarantine, what is this, Mike? According to Mr. Webster, is a restraint of intercourse to properly the space of 40 days, appropriately the term of 40 days during which a ship arriving in port, it's a suspected of being infected with a malignant contagious disease, is obliged to forbear all intercourse with the city or place. Hence, quarantine, like a quarter, right? 40-day quarantine. Now listen, this is to quarantine the sick, not the well. This quarantines the sick, not the healthy. And we're doing it just opposite. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Mike, can you go to Revelation? I want to show you, this will tie into our imprecatory prayer too. Can you go to Revelation 6:12? And I want to, because this ties into everything all you guys are saying here, because we have to understand not only what's the problem, but we have to understand God's solution to fix it. Revelation 6:12.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
Could you go down the trail a little bit of the difference between corporate America, free enterprise, which there isn't any, and laissez-faire? The whole, we've got we use those terms as if they are synonymous, and they are not. Corporate America has nothing to do with free enterprise. It's controlled enterprise.
No, you're exactly right. And that's what I want to kind of show here. I mean, you could probably do an entire show on that in itself. But I want to show you why, who we're fighting against, and how it is we're going to have to take them down. Let's see, Revelation 6:12, it says, "Behold, I held the open the sixth seal, and there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth and hair, and the moon became like blood. The stars of heaven fell to the earth as the fig trees cast her untimely figs when she's shaken like a mighty wind, and the heavens departed as a scroll when it's rolled together, and every mountain and every island was moved out of their place." Now, here's what I want you to focus on, because this is the people that control the earth. This is the people that we're at war against. That there's like 150 people that control basically everything in the world. And this is what this scripture is saying right here. And the kings of the earth, the great men, the rich men, the captains, the mighty men, and every bondman and every free man hid themselves in the dens and the rocks of the mountains and said to the mountains and the rocks, "Fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb." This is those 150 people that basically control everything. If you Google top 10 richest people in the world, 10, 9, and 8 are Walmart. Then you have Facebook, then you have Google, then you have Amazon. All these people control this world, and they control all the people in this world. They control all the governments in this world. But when we pray into precatory prayer, this is what happens right here. You remember what happens in the seal right before it? It's the people under the altar going, "Lord, when are you going to avenge us on this earth?" And he says, "Sit tight a minute." What is the very next seal that opens up? This, because judgment is going to be coming upon these people who are trying to enslave humanity. And the only way we will ever take down these rich and powerful people is to appeal to heaven, to cry out with imprecatory prayer and say, just like the children of Israel did, they had zero ability to free themselves from Pharaoh. The founding fathers had zero ability to free themselves from the King of England. We have zero ability to take these people down unless we begin to start praying in precatory prayer and say, God, you know these people are evil, they're wicked, they control the media, they control the government, and they're trying to enslave humanity. Get them, Lord. That's the only thing that's going to solve this.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, I have a question. That was great. The thing about capitalism is, you know, well, this is what you just said is the reason why a lot of people growing up now are raised to hate capitalism due to the big corporations. Can you explain why that isn't true capitalism?
First of all, it's government subsidized capitalism because Amazon pays hardly any taxes and they get huge discounts when they mail. So that they are in essence breaking, well, they're in partnership, but they're really, really breaking the U.S. Postal Service as they do it, even though they do get a subsidy to be able to ship.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
In the Communist Goals, it says take over corporations also.
Yep. There you go. Well, go ahead, John.
But the statistics will show you prior to what maybe you're going through now, small business overwhelmed the size of Amazon.
Yeah.
Small business in America still was strong and moving in the direction of control. Amazon, we hear about, but they don't hold a candle to small business across America. That is changing.
It is. That's right. They're breaking small business. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I mean, it's all a planned conspiracy. There's no doubt about it. And they can say conspiracy theorists or whatever they want to say. This whole thing was just a ploy just to destroy. Because Walmart couldn't go over and take over all these businesses. They had to destroy them. And that's exactly what they're attempting to do. Or not, they're actually doing it. They're destroying small business. That little bakery here in town that they basically forced shut by law, but they let Walmart open. There were people on Facebook attacking this woman. And I said, yeah, why don't you just go to Walmart's bakery? Apparently the virus doesn't know to go there. I mean, none of this makes any sense. I mean, if you got 12 bakeries in town, why would you close 11 of them and force everybody into Walmart if there's a pandemic? You should open more bakeries and spread the people out. All this is a corporate and takeover of America and really in a takeover from the world. Here's the one thing that you have to understand that the founding fathers understood. Power consolidates. It always does. When you give people power, it always, whether it's political power consolidates into two parties, which is unconstitutional, whether it's economic power consolidates, you got like Walmart will go out and buy this company and then they'll buy this company until they have everything. That's why they have all these antitrust laws where they broke up Ohio Bell or Ma Bell back in the day, because there should be nobody who's allowed to have this monopoly over everything, because then they control everything. That's what led to slavery. There was an absolute consolidation of power, and these people controlled everything and everybody, the media, the church, the politicians. That's why we had to fight a civil war. That economic power of those, the what I call the Confederate deep state, it needed destroyed, because they even owned many, many northern politicians. And that's what we see, this cycle repeating itself. These handful, just Google top 10 richest people in the world and you'll see the list of all these people. And these are the players that we're talking about here in Revelation. The only way to take these people down is with Almighty God's help.
So, Mike, I just sent you a link. Mike, pull it up on 10 richest companies. Go ahead, whoever that was.
We went through this in the Revolutionary War, one of the fur trades. We were fighting other countries over fur out of the U.S.
Because understand this, right? That money equals power, right? Did you ever stop and ask yourself why during this pandemic that we've been through, you could go in Home Depot, you could go in Lowe's, you could go in Kroger's, you could go in Walmart, you could go in all of those. But you couldn't go to church. You couldn't go to your local bakery. You couldn't do all that, right? And so here up on the screen right now, I just Googled this real quick. Wikipedia, list of largest companies by revenue. Largest company in the world is Walmart. I did not know that. I had no idea. Largest company in the world. Then the next three are all Chinese. And then we get down into BP, Amazon, Toyota, ExxonMobil, Apple, CVS, Facebook were that they're down there. See, so again, understand that through political donations as well, these guys are controlling our government. Why do you think Walmart didn't have to close down? Come on. Come on.
Do you remember when? Do you remember 15, 20 years ago when Walmart was moving into all the towns, the small rural towns, and putting all the little businesses on?
That's right.
And now it's stage two.
That's right, brother. That's right. Look at it there. Look. Yes.
Just quick. From Wikipedia, this company, this is Walmart, was founded by Sam Walton in 1962, incorporated on October 31st, 1969. It also owns and operates Sam's Clubs. At October 31, 2020, Walmart has 11,510 stores and clubs in 27 countries, operating under 56 different names. And I just want to point out October 31st was mentioned twice.
you know Obama's next door neighbor is Bezos there where we were standing in DC. You know that, don't you?
Yeah. There's something wrong with anybody who want to live there. So that's all I need to know. Anybody want to live in that city? There's something seriously wrong. So anyway, I don't want to get caught up in the mud, but to understand really what's going on, right?
And, hey, and coach.
Hang on just a second. Here's the coach. Same thing, right? It's all about control. And if we get to the point where Walmart becomes the main food provider for everybody, boy, oh boy, then they can control who gets in and who doesn't get in, don't they? Who gets to eat and who doesn't get to eat. That's the great concern. Yeah, come on in, whoever that was. Come on in.
Hey, coach.
Hey, coach, you know.
Go ahead. The male voice. Go ahead.
Hey, coach, this is Cindy, Jack's wife.
Yes.
I worked for Walmart a long time ago. I worked there 3 years, and I became friends with a gentleman from corporate who took – I was closing girl. And he took me into the office one day and showed me our business. My husband and I had a business, a health food store. And he showed me where we were on a map to destroy us, our name, you know, of our business, and how they were going to take us down. Mm. It was all calculated. This man was a mathematician. He was corporate, and he was a friend of mine. And he showed me our business on that map, our little tiny health food business in that town. Do you understand what I'm saying? It was calculated.
It's Psalm 2. The kings of this world are conspiring.
I wanted to make that clear.
Yes. Kings of the earth are conspiring against the Lord and his anointed. It's about where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Where the spirit of the Lord isn't, there's tyranny. It's pretty simple, isn't it? Pretty simple. Go ahead, John.
No, I mean, everybody's just nailing it. And that's why we need a media revolution. We need the people that actually know the truth and are not being hoodwinked by the corporate media. That's why we need more and more platforms. I'm working on something now. We'll do it on another show because it's quite detailed what we need everybody to kind of do and get involved in. And some of you are already pioneering it, and you and Larry and doing some different things. But this is the thing. They control everything. I mean, even Fox. Let me just lead into it with this. When I was in the military, in the Air Force, and I went through leadership school, now I was in during the Cold War, which shows my age. The one thing that the communists, and if you read my first book, Fighting the Next American Revolution, you know the communists have been taking this country over since about 1925. And that's what I exposed 20 years ago, and that's what I've been trying to turn around. It's just manifesting itself politically today. When I was in 8th Air Force Leadership School, the one thing they told us is when the communists took over Eastern Europe, the first thing they did was they took over state media. Now, when they took over state media, they figured they could just control everything kind of like they do here today. The problem with that is alternate media raised up, and they basically there was this war between the two media. So the lesson they learned is not only do they got to control state media, they got to be the voice of the opposition. It's called controlled opposition. That's exactly what Fox News is. Fox News is just the controlled opposition. We turn it on and we're like, oh, these guys are all saying awesome, great things when they're just in bed with CNN and MSNBC and everybody else. And this election is starting to expose that. So people like Ron Paul or Alan Keyes, people that would have been great Republican candidates, they were locking them out and tearing them down. And but they were promoting the Bushes and all these other, you know, deep state officials. So we'll do another show on this. But we have to understand, we need to control the media. We need to control the narrative. We've been letting them do it for far too long. If it wasn't for what you're doing and I'm doing and Bradley and social media, and, you know, even though they're blocking us and everything, stuff's getting through and people are seeing, even if we got to email it or go off platform, the only reason that we're not in total, absolute, tyrannical lockdown is because of the free press still is existing in some way. God is getting ready to expand that, and that's what we can talk about on another show.
Amen. Amen. Somebody, come on in.
When I was in a service there was two different kind of lockdowns, voluntary and mandatory. Mm-hmm. We're in a voluntary right now.
That's right. But it's the same thing, though, right? You do a voluntary lockdown because you're afraid of what they're going to do to you if you don't, right? When your parents say to you, hey, you can choose whether you go to church or not. It's up to you if you want to go. You know the consequences of not going, right? So you voluntarily go, but it's not voluntary. It's not voluntary. Come on. Come on.
Coach, can you hear me?
Yes.
Coach?
Yes.
Hey, Coach, this is Bernie, and I run a Christian bookstore in St. Louis. And you know, every year I get this census from the U.S. Commerce, and they ask me more details about my business that I even know. And it's all the details that you'd want to know if you wanted to find out where your market opportunities are. And that's, and where does that information go? They say, oh, it's just private. I'm like, I don't believe that. That's the information they want to know to know how they can do my business.
Good to hear from you, Bernie. Thanks for listening. You're right. They want to know how to run you out of business, don't they, Bernie?
That's all the information that they would need. If somebody's a prospective buyer or looking into a market, that's what they want to look at to form their strategy. I'm like, really? You want me to just give this to you? I mean, you can't get that information without a warrant.
Check it out.
You get a warrant. You get a warrant. They tell me you're required by law to fill this out. I'm like,
How many business owners don't do that? They divulge. And let's see how this Kings of the Earth thing plays out, Coach, as described. Which businesses on that list of Walmart are they closing first? So if you tie in social media, a completely different King of the Earth, tie in his data with the ability to screen and filter businessmen in a town, now you have social leanings. And if you remember, at Occupy, I had everyone take out their phones. You remember what they found on their phones, Coach?
Mm-hmm.
They found whether they were conservative, liberal. They found whether they're a veteran. They found what areas they support. So Zuckerberg has been feeding that data into these other systems to prioritize. It's the same way we do it in the military. You prioritize your targets. So, yeah, they had a list of this lady's health food business. But where did they fall in the priority? You start getting noisy, the analytics are going to bump your risk rating.
Wow.
And
now,
if you have a business, and this is from a different King, Coach. This is from a different data set, a different company. Mm-hmm. If you notice your list here, Alphabet's 29. Who's Alphabet? That's Google.
Hey, Mark.
Is that who it is? Alphabet's Google?
Yes.
I'll be darned.
You know, Dave, you often talk about action points that you didn't like the lady screaming at the rally. Well, the action point here is go to Zettler Hardware in Columbus, Ohio. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We all can choose where we shop. Now, I'm as guilty as some people when it comes to going to Sam's.
Yeah.
But we all on this queue and with our families could say, I'm not ordering from Amazon anymore.
Well, Rob, that's true. You know, yesterday, Bobby and I were doing some painting up at Sky High and had to go buy paint and some other stuff. And, you know, I turn left to go to Lowe's or turn right to go to our local Thornville Hardware.
Yes. And we all need to be turning left to the Thornville Hardware store.
That's right. That's right.
You know, the reason we got so much trouble with China is because of the free enterprise system that we believe in. We wanted cheap products. Now, look at the cost that has been for us.
Yeah, it's awful. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, folks, again, remember, the kings of this earth, and I think Mark just pointed that out perfectly, the kings of this earth are not necessarily government entities, right? Google's a king of this earth. Facebook is a king of this earth, right? Oh, Walmart's a king of this earth. So it's a king, someone who's in a position of authority to control and mandate things. So we need to expand. Again, we talked about paradigms the other day. We need to be able to take the word and shift the paradigm from what it is that we've been taught and what we've been believing. These things are popping up all over. What if Donald Trump's executive order is going to pull down some of those kings? Wouldn't that be something?
They're going to die like men, Coach.
Hey, Coach.
Yes, sir, Joe.
Okay. You can hear me, but I can't hear me.
Hey, Joe, when you die, I want your voice. Go ahead.
Can you hear me still?
Yeah.
I'm just making sure because I don't see my lights flickering on the screen there. Okay.
You're good.
Anyway, this morning, you talk about us. This is a type of show that's just watch out, the baseball bat's going to hit you. Okay. Kind of show. Because this morning I went out with my morning coffee and I realized the wind had changed and I had to go turn the flag, which is in my backyard. And, so I went to turn the flag, got it turned. Everything's nice and cool. I walked back. We had just done trimming trees this last weekend. And there was a bunch of logs and twigs and stuff down there. And I got caught on one. And I ended up tripping and falling and slamming my head on the ground. And it hurt. And I don't know how long I was there, but I don't think I lost consciousness, but it was really tough to get up. And all I could do once I got up was to pray because I've just been slapped in the head with the ground with what's going on here today. This is a powerful show.
Amen. Amen. It is because, again, folks, a king is someone who's in control, right? Who's controlling America? You tell me Facebook's not a king? You tell me Google's not a king? Really? Right. You tell me Walmart's not a king? Come on.
Hey, Coach, can I say something?
Please.
This is Glenn. What I see happening here as a result of the Q, and I just want to thank you and John and actually all the guys that contribute. But what I see, and I was spending some time in the Word this morning, and this Hebrews 5:14. Here's what it says. And I'm sorry, I'm reading from the New King James Version. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
Wow.
And we need discernment, and that's what's going on here. People are growing in discernment.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Through use.
Amen.
Through use.
And exercise. Going.
Amen.
And Coach, you talk about kings. You had Justin Trudeau yesterday or the other day talking that he's going to cooperate with Agenda 30 that Obama put out.
Mm-hmm.
Lockdowns.
Yeah. Well, again, folks, that's why it's so hard. I did a Zoom meeting with the high school yesterday. Remember, guys, I do that a couple times a year. Again, and to hear how programmed they had not even occurred to any one of those kids in there that masks didn't work. And so the propaganda is so powerful and so strong. And we have to begin to even more and more and more, even if it costs us friends, we have to push back against these lies that are going on all around us. Because if we don't, man, it's Coach,
That's the Overton window I'm always banging on. That's the Overton window. You have to push back to the other extreme if you're going to stop that window from moving in the wrong direction.
Yes, you know what happens, Jack? It's what I've said over and over.
Yeah, I know what happens.
They get a position, and then they look for evidence to support their position. You present new evidence to them, and they get mad. They do not – that they've done that to all of us, folks. They've done that to all of us. That's what I'm talking about, the paradigm shift and all that. We have got to realize – the box that we're living life through, and we've got cannot be afraid to get our head up and outside of that box. And John, I took up almost the whole program. I know you didn't get nearly where you wanted to get. We always appreciate you every time you come in there. Folks, now we have got to push back now. There is another lock. Listen, I want you to think about this. You can ponder this tomorrow. You can ponder it all weekend. What if what we're seeing now isn't COVID-19, but some other thing that they're going to release? And tell us and say, see, we warned you. We warned you. Yeah. Quarantine my ass. Pardon me. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.